It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville, where, man, it has been busy all day long. It is also a shout-out Friday from the 214. Shout-out to my amazing wife, Julia, being an awesome mom to our three-month-old while working from home. Great job right there, Julia.
Julia Gulia. Hey, that's funny.
It was going well. Mm-hmm. Why is that funny?
Because it rhymes.
I know. That's what he says in the movie.
I can't remember the next line.
Now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Here we go. Tolo, baby. I love it. Thank you very much.
Man, people getting their G-Bag flags today from Waterbury.
Awesome.
I love it.
This is awesome.
Buying beers, making wagers, allegedly.
Hold on, the wager part is
allegedly
confused about this. All right.
Look, we're not involved in the wager. We're fine. Okay, I heard that.
All right, so I read this quote, and I have another quote that I want to discuss. And when it comes to leadership, and the expectations of leaders, and how they might need to look at it differently. This is just a conversation I wanted to have and get your thoughts on this. But I saw the DJ Moore. Said that Caleb Williams, he's been bossy lately at times when we need to be on the details. And he said, we don't hit something in practice, he's going to tell us how we need to run it. And when we're in the game, we need to make sure that it works, because he's going to have some words for you if it doesn't. That's him being a leader. Sounds a little sassy, you know what I mean? I think partially, actually Caleb Williams said this, I think partially it was me learning everybody and understanding how everybody reacts to certain things. And then he said, being able to go over and talk to them, understand what they need to hear, and then moving on, that's the most important part. And DJ Moore said, I took his advice. I listened, and Big Bro had to take a back seat for a second. You know, he thinks he's Big Bro. I had to listen to him because he's the quarterback, and he's got this role that he has to take care of these people. And I thought that was a really interesting perspective on a young quarterback. These guys are getting thrown into – they're 22 years old, and now they're having to talk to 28, 30-year-old men and say, I'm going to lead you to this. And it's happening more and more every year that these guys are doing it. That's why Dak has – like, that's ultimately why Dak gained the respect of the Joneses and the coaches and his team so quickly, because he was able to rally a group and understand. He took leadership classes. He was very into, how am I going to make sure that I get 53 dudes on the same page?
Yeah.
And not necessarily that it's ever actually happened. Like, they've had great moments, but they, you know, obviously the playoffs have been a struggle for them. But that's one of the qualities that Dak Prescott, everybody respects so much about him, is his leadership. I wanted to throw this other quote out to you real quick, Kevin, because I found this really interesting. I was watching a show on a video on TikTok, and one of the guys, he talks a lot about leadership, and this was the quote: leaders are not responsible for results. Leaders are responsible for the people responsible for the results.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
They're responsible for the environment that creates productivity. That doesn't mean that they don't take the blame, because they take the blame a lot, but the best leaders do put up shields for their team. That's the responsibility, not the results that come with it, but making sure the environment that the people are working in is productive. And I think that's a really good take on that, because you don't always have to be – it doesn't have to be a nice environment all the time. It just has to be a productive environment. And I was kind of curious on your thoughts on that quote specifically.
I like that a lot. I've never really thought about it from that perspective. I bet they still, like, follow up on those results.
Yes.
You know, but, like, that is true. All right, man, we got winner right here.
Got a handful of lots of stuff.
That's, oh, from Bell Helicopter. That's outstanding,
nice.
Man. Winning stuff today. I like that quote. Thank you very much. I like that quote very much because sometimes I admit I get caught up in the results over the process. So I appreciate the fact that, like, sometimes the results don't go your way, even if you did everything right. Because as long as we're listing off my personality flaws. Another thing I have is anytime something goes wrong, I backtrack it and think, what did I not do that prevented this from being successful? Even though sometimes, like, it's something you can't control, but I get in a bad habit of, like, I should have done this, I should have done this. So I actually really like that quote.
Yeah, I use Dak as an example just because he's the Cowboys quarterback. I think all the quarterbacks feel like it's on them. But if they really take into the trust part, that trust, when Mashota was talking about that yesterday, it really spoke to me of how much Dak does put trust in, hey, CeeDee Lamb's going to be there. I'm just going to put the ball up there and he's going to be there. Or he's going to make this catch. Fourth down, everything's on the line. Jalen Tolbert gets the pass.
Yeah. Man, what a throw.
It's
dude.
An unexpected moment that Jalen, everybody on the field is probably thinking, CeeDee Lamb's getting this ball, and Jalen Tolbert gets the pass to win the game. And then when Dak gets up on the, when he gets up on the podium to talk afterwards, what's Dak doing? He's talking about how great his teammates are. He's giving every single one of them, look, man, this is that. And a lot of the great quarterbacks do that. They're talking about these guys because what's going to happen there, Kevin? That guy, Jalen Tolbert's going to hear it.
Yeah.
He's going to say, I love that dude for what he just said about me. And he's going to buy in on what the room is doing.
And Dak takes another thing I like about Dak, he takes a lot of responsibility. Because the worst, like, leader or boss in the world, the worst, is all the good ideas were mine. All the ones that didn't work were somebody else's.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yep. Yes.
All the things we drew up that worked, that's because of me. If it didn't work, you know, they gotta execute better. They gotta do whatever. And you're like, nobody likes that kind of boss. They like it if sometimes you take a bullet for them. I have no doubt Dak has stood up at that podium numerous times and taken the blame for something that in the back of his head or in the game plan, you're like, there's no way in hell that was his fault.
Mm-hmm. And I think this definitely does apply in every other work environment. If you're out there and you're in that position of leadership, or if you're in another position as well, I'll take the room, the environment, being a 10 out of 10 every single time over the results. Results, I think, are going to happen because of what the environment is, especially if it's a good quality, productive environment where everybody's trying to accomplish the same goal. You know, we talk about the toxic environment of our morning show and how Bobby will just walk in and grab a sandwich out of Peyton's hands and throw it in the trash, and then he looks at Alec and he's like, now eat it out of the trash. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's wild that that's going on. It's a really weird show. That being said, that's their environment, and that they get their results. So they get their results their own way. Not every show does it the same way, Kevin. The other thing, too, was this how I wonder if people agree with this. Because whenever I was reading through a piece from – oh, hold on. I just lost it. Give me just a second here. I was reading on NFL.com a piece from Kevin Patra. And he's talking about the 3-2 teams that he thinks are going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
And the 3-2 teams that he says are in trouble.
Yeah.
The playoff five, he says, the Baltimore Ravens, 3-2, they're going to make it.
Man – can we just stop on that a second? Like, I know they're 3-2.
Huge turnaround.
Yeah, but doesn't it feel like they're so much better than that? Like, it is kind of jarring to hear you be like, oh, yeah, they have the same record as the Cowboys. And you're like, man. But I know we talked so much when they were 0-2 about, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, and again, they needed to figure out how to use Derrick Henry. Because the offensive line didn't know how Derrick Henry worked,
and
they didn't know how to block for him. And then the play caller needed to know, hold on. I don't need that call this play for Lamar Jackson. I can just hand it off to Derrick Henry for these short yardage situations. So you're right, man. It felt like they were done for, and then all of a sudden they turned it around. The Green Bay Packers, Patra says the Green Bay Packers are also in there, and the Atlanta Falcons. So he has that team and the Buffalo Bills and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay, so multiple NFC South teams, eh?
Mm-hmm. Missing out on the playoffs.
I feel like this is going to cost us on the other side.
The Seattle Seahawks. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the Chicago Bears, which that's interesting because that division you were talking about yesterday is the cream of the crop at the moment, you say.
I mean, look, if you're going to take two teams from the NFC South, there's going to be another team that gets dropped that you're like, oh, I kind of thought they were going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, and then the Denver Broncos, he thinks they're going to miss it.
Yeah.
But he also did throw the Cowboys in there. All right. Now, for anybody out there that thinks the Cowboys are going to miss the playoffs, have you already made your mind up about this team? And I know I kind of asked this question yesterday. And I feel like after Sunday, I'll have a new vision for what this team is.
Because sure,
they're either going to have to fix a whole bunch of crap on Monday, or, man, you're sitting pretty good as you go into your bye week. But here's what he says about.
Hey, if you got nothing to fix on Monday, then hell yeah, let's do this.
Here's the thing on this little piece that he wrote about the Cowboys. The further down I got in reading it, the more I agreed with him, and I was like, oh no, this isn't good. Okay. So do you want to skewer this guy or not? He said, I'm prepared to be skewered by the Cowboys mob for placing their stars, their beloved star in this section, but. Dak Prescott.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Aubrey. That's it for this offense. That's where you're getting your points from. The defense has been taken care of. Mike Zimmer hasn't fixed the leaky run defense. There have been flashes. Overshown and Jordan Lewis. Still, Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence are dealing with injuries. The floodgates could open as they face more potent offenses. That's where I'm so nervous.
Okay.
I'm right there with him on. I am very nervous that this thing is going to like crack open at some point and you're just going to be like, "Oh, that's the real thing." Like he had it all patched together with Band-Aids and then it just fell apart out of nowhere. I am very nervous about that right now, especially without your best talent on the field.
I mean, look, and it kind of sounds like they also think Ferguson should be giving us a little bit more, and maybe that's fair, and I know we'll work on that. Look, I don't think you can argue right now if you say the Cowboys at 3-2 are not going to make the playoffs. I don't think there's enough evidence out there to like get really mad about that opinion. But at the same point, if you're like, I guarantee you they'll make the playoffs, I'm kind of like,
yeah.
How are you so sure at this point?
And it's in here. Let's like the closing part of this is really where he goes in. It's a good thing that Jerry Jones signed Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. Otherwise, can you imagine what this team would look like right now? That is what they are.
Oh, my gosh.
The running game's a whisper. The non-Lamb pass attack is more inconsistent than a toddler's mood. The offensive line was already blah. Now Dak and CeeDee might be enough to beat a punchless Brown squad, hold off the Giants, outscore a fruitless Steelers offense. But what else is there to hang their hat on? And I wanted to be mad because I was like, whatever, man. But the more I read it, I was like, he's making really valid points. The Cowboys, like, this is at the point now where they got to turn that around. Like, this is the opportunity to do it against this Lions team this weekend. Again, you get 2 weeks where everybody's really like, oh my gosh, hold on, they took down that team. It could be a huge confidence boost for that locker room. But I feel like, Kevin, I haven't looked at the fan text. I feel like a lot of the people on the fan text are like, nah, that's pretty accurate. I haven't checked that yet, though. So continuous improvement, getting guys back and younger guys stepping up. That's pretty interesting. That guy's an idiot. The Broncos are making the playoffs. They're guaranteed. This dude is so confident. I love his confidence.
Look,
He's been here all day.
Bo Nix has looked better the last couple weeks, but he also had, like, the worst half of football in the history of throwing.
And then lastly, Kevin, I saw this and I thought about you, because you love basketball, right?
I do.
The a fraternity at Kentucky, their president of their fraternity tried out for the Kentucky basketball team and made it.
Okay.
He is 6'5" and plays basketball.
Oh, wow.
And he goes out. Zachary Toe is his name, and he goes out there and tries out and makes the Kentucky basketball team.
Okay.
And I like
Man,
to think of,
first of all, that's really impressive.
Yeah,
like, that's a really good team traditionally.
Yeah, he's gonna have 20,000 people going nuts based on what he's doing, chanting his name and stuff like that. That being said,
Kevin,
is that how sad it's gotten for Kentucky that they can't keep up? Allowing everybody out there.
Hold on, so you started this out as a potentially heartwarming story. But
it's awesome for him.
It was all just the guys to bash Kentucky basketball. You know how quick Will Chambers is going to be texting you or emailing you? He is not going to put up with his poverty school taking somebody from a
poverty school.
Oh,
you said
I'm doing it too. Look, I'm obligated to dislike Kentucky. Will knows that. But I do think it's really cool that he can be like, yeah, all right, I'll try out for the team. And they're like, guess what? You made it.
Yeah, it's really cool for the person, really sad for the team that they're
having.
That being said, what if it was one of those, like, they always do this and nobody ever makes it, and this is the one guy that got through? And they're like, hold on, how did we not know that this dude could hoop?
From the 214 is also a shout-out Friday. Kevin and Corey, this is Steven from Rockwall. Shout out to myself. A major milestone today. 20 years clean off of drugs and alcohol.
Oh, man. Congratulations.
That is incredible.
I'm proud of you.
And is this the Steven from Rockwall that we really know? Because he's an awesome fella, and that is a very cool thing. And then from the 682, shout out to my wife, Michelle. She's trying to quit smoking after 17 years. Well, look no further than Steven. He's been sober for 20 years, and so I believe in you. You can do it. Every day is a new day to turn it around.
I quit smoking I'd smoked for about 12 years.
Okay.
And I was able to quit and have never touched a cigarette since.
Did you just go cold turkey?
Cold turkey. I was very lucky. Again, the story is I got home, smoked the last cigarette I had, and then went and washed my hands, took a shower, went like peed in the sink, because I didn't want to make too much noise. There was all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I got in the bed, and Adrian was like, I can smell the cigarette smoke on you. And I was like, oh, my God, I might as well just quit. And her not being a smoker made it a lot easier for me to not be addicted to it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. Coming up next, the havoc rate in the NFL, what it means and why the Lions are so good at it. Plus, Masterpiece of the Week, jam-packed segment. Good news for you. It's up next right here on the Fan.
Murray with time for the end zone. Intercepted, waiting for it was Kirby Joseph, intended for Marvin Harrison Jr.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan from the 469 on a shout-out Friday. Shout-out to my wife, Chandra. After 34 years, she found her father and his family. Wow, that must be a crazy journey right there. And then from the 940, big shout out to everyone at work picking up the slack while I took off early to come into Buffalo Wild Wings.
There you go. That's the way to do it, man.
That is amazing. And then this is always tough from the 682. Shout out to my dog Bullet. Me and my fiance had to put the dog down yesterday. Look, it's the humane thing to do if it's the time to do it. Like, unfortunately, we had to do that with Jess's dog, and it can be horrible for somebody who, you know, you might spend 15-some-odd years of your life with. We've got Masterpiece of the Week coming up in just a few minutes. But first, wanted to talk about this thing in football called the havoc rate. Now, we've been meaning to dive into this for the last couple of days. So the havoc rate is the rate of plays resulting in sacks, forced fumbles, interceptions, tackles for loss, or pass breakups. So obviously a defensive-based statistic. And if you look at that going into this game, the Lions are sixth in the NFL in havoc rate, whereas the Dallas Cowboys are number 25.
Is anything on there like weighted more in the havoc rate, like interceptions are more havoc than fumbles or whatever? Because I don't know how it works.
I don't believe so.
Okay, all right.
Because I think they so if it was weighted, you're definitely right. It could probably look different because, I mean, obviously you'd make an argument that a tackle for a loss and an interception are not the same thing, or a forced fumble and a pass breakup are not the same thing. Like, that's a fair point. I don't think it is weighted.
Well, then, and it sounds like then it's just more of a statistic that says, are you creating chaos?
Yes.
Or havoc. Because that's really all you need a lot of times, just to get a quarterback shaky, a little scared, or an opponent doesn't know exactly what they're doing. Okay, I'm listening.
And we could talk about this from either way. We could talk about it from the Lions' perspective.
Oh, bless you, Kevin.
Or we can talk about it from the Cowboys' perspective.
Okay.
For the Cowboys, the fact that they're 25th in the league is really concerning to me early on. And I know people are going to point to the injuries, and I'm not saying that's not a factor whatsoever, because obviously without Micah and Tank last week, it'll be the same thing again this week. You've been missing Bland. Obviously there's been concerns about Diggs. You lost Sam Williams. Like, there's a lot happening there. But to be that low down for a team that over the last several years has really excelled at getting sacks, at getting turnovers, and now you see bottom fourth.
So, you know, the Dan Quinn defense was, you felt like you gave your offense so many more opportunities. And that's what creating havoc defensively does. It gives your offense the ball back. You feel more comfortable when you have the ball in the offense's hands. Aren't you glad, or I don't remember the last time we had a team where I felt more comfortable that the defense was on the field than the offense. But
okay.
Steelers teams in the past, Ravens teams in the past, there have been some great defenses that you were just like, no, man, I'm perfectly okay if my team doesn't have the ball because I know my defense is going to do something great. But you're trying to get the ball back to them. Mike Zimmer's defense, Kevin, I don't know that in the history of whenever he was with them that we were great at this, that we were great at creating those kinds of turnovers, interceptions mostly. The fumbles are kind of – it's a statistic that I don't think you can just say they're going to create 14 fumbles a year. I just don't think that happens. But on a game-by-game basis, you can create something like that. Like you saw Leofau last week trying to punch that ball out, right?
Yeah.
You're seeing a lot more punches in the past few weeks because I think coaches are really diving in on, hey, we have to knock that ball out. That's something they go through in their training. But early in the year, Kevin, I don't think the Cowboys were good enough to create havoc.
Agreed.
And now with the injuries, I think they're just trying to stay afloat. It might be a while before they move up in this category.
That's fair. And definitely through at least this game, because it feels like, hey, we got to get to the bye.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's a team that you're kind of afraid of offensively, too.
Yes, and I'm also afraid of them defensively because the Detroit Lions are sixth on the havoc chart. Now, obviously, jeez, a lot of that is led by Aiden Hutchinson, who has 6.5 sacks this year, despite the fact that they've only played 4 games. Now, I realize he piled up 4.5 of those in the last game, but still, he's a player to watch out for. And then you have Kirby Joseph, who has 3 interceptions. We just played one of them through 4 games. So something to keep in mind with some of these numbers is, you know, the Lions, much like the Eagles, are one of the few teams that have already had their bye. Mm-hmm. And so it's true the pass defense for the Lions hasn't been great, but Kirby Joseph has gotten some picks, and Aiden Hutchinson feels like he's going to be in this category for the next, I don't know, 8 to 10 years, where anytime you play them, you're like, well, and you got at least kind of game plan for Aiden too, right?
Yeah.
I think
that's where the pass rush for the Cowboys the last few years was suffocating whenever they were completely healthy, and that created those types of turnovers in the secondary. When you have a guy like Aiden Hutchinson who can feel suffocating by himself, and then you have somebody in the secondary that's like, I'm ready for that, because he understands the timing with his defensive line. How many people have we asked over the years that played defensive line or played secondary, which one's more important? And they always say how much each one of them help each other, the complementary part of it. And that's where I think they are, because he knows Aiden Hutchinson's going to put pressure on him, and that's going to give him that timing to turn around and say, where's that ball? I can get it.
Can I give you two more shout-outs before Masterpiece of the Week?
For sure, man.
One is more heartfelt than the other. From the napkin. Shout out Friday, Adventure Friday. I like Adventure Friday. Thank you guys for the continuous memories. And Steve, you're awesome, bro. And Sharon, I love you. P.S. Alec is better than Peyton. You know how you know that?
Yes.
He also didn't capitalize Peyton's name. Really, to just kind of dig it in a little bit. He capitalized your name, Alec, but not the other
one. You love to see it.
And then from the maybe first passive-aggressive napkin I've ever seen. I love it. From the 817, and this is something that I bet a lot of people experience. Shout out to my girlfriend, Bree. She invited a whole bunch of people over tonight, and she turned my relaxing Friday into anything but.
Oh.
I run into that problem every now and again.
That's a positive shout out.
No, where my wife is like, isn't this going to be so much fun? And I was like, man, you know what I was excited about? Having that Saturday to do what I wanted.
Yes, every Saturday she's got something planned. Kevin, can I make an announcement for you?
Yeah. Oh.
Scrubs creator Bill Lawrence says fans should look forward to some good news about a potential reboot, quote, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. So if you like Scrubs, which I know you do like Scrubs.
Just get it out of that stupid teaching hospital and we'll be good to go. Not the teaching hospital from the original, but like when they were like, hey, now we're all going to teach in this.
Was it Sacred Heart? Is that where they were?
That was the original one. And then they moved it to a different channel and they're like, hey, we're going to keep doing this. And everyone's like, you shouldn't. Oh, this is delightful. From the 682, shout out to Kevin. I found a talking doctor. Thank you very much. That, man, just think about, like, in the last 30 minutes, people quitting smoking, people that have been sober for 20 years, people that have found their talking doctor. I know it sounds cliche. I seriously mean it, and I have to tell myself this plenty of times when it comes to food stuff. Every day is a new chance to do better.
Yes, it is.
But we probably won't do that right now because it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
I'm glad you caught on to the theme of this segment after so many years, Kevin. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
I want to tell people, like, oh, it's going to be great. I think it's going to be entertaining as hell. But it's not going to probably be for the good of the nation.
Oftentimes incriminating. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week, where we are going to revisit some of the wild, wacky, and very concerning things that were said on this very program. And, guys, usually about this time every Friday, I'm telling you that it's Masterpiece of the Week.
Yes.
But I'm actually here to tell you this.
It's the Corey Majors show on 105.3 The Fan.
Because there's going to be a whole lot of Corey Majors here today, and probably not for good reason.
That is one of my all-time favorite drops. Were you, like, trying to do a tease or just testing the mic?
Yeah, Zero was just trying to make sure that I could, like, get through, and he was, like, giving me a mic check. You know how Ruben will do a mic check out here? He was like, just say anything, and I was like, all right. And I was by myself. I think you and Mike hadn't gotten on yet, too.
Okay.
So I was all by myself, and I was like, well, I guess it's the Corey Majors show today.
Amazing.
Well, Corey, you did say this.
This is church, buddy. We're not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing in the church?
Well, that was my friend was throwing he would bring his glove to church, and he would try to get me to throw the baseball around inside of the chapel, or the big church, as we called it.
Okay. I saw the best. I know I was cranky old person who was like, you shouldn't wear your ball cap to church, but I saw the most awesome jersey at church last week. It was somebody, and the last name, it said John, and then the 3, like John the 3rd, and then their jersey number was 16. I thought it was awesome, and it was a Cowboys jersey. Thought it was tremendous.
That being said, and somebody did ask what talking doctor means, and that is a mental health specialist.
Yes.
Kevin has always used that term. But somebody, here's my question to everybody. What's the worst thing you've done in church? You know this is going to... You don't have to answer, Kevin. You don't have to answer.
Alec.
But I know the texts are about to come in.
I am going to answer. I was working at the church daycare.
Oh, no.
And I was smart enough to wear a long-sleeve denim shirt over this, but the shirt I wore was the Austin 316 shirt. And, of course, Austin 316 means I just whiffed your ass. And so I... But nobody caught on. Nobody caught on. And so...
They were like,
sorry
look at that Jesus shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible. I got to give you one of these.
Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I had to give you one. Corey, back to, I don't know.
You use that as the guide, but the pump, the push of it comes from the backside of the fry. Mm-hmm. And then you're pushing the fry forward and guiding it with your other hand.
Yeah.
Whatever hand it is, your left or right, it doesn't matter.
I like how inclusive you were at the end. Hey, if you're a lefty, this could still work, all right?
I was trying to show, because everybody throws the fries wrong when they're trying to throw at the stadium. They always throw the fries wrong. You really got to get it from behind, and then that's how you do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Corey.
Sorry, Corey. Look what you started. Look what you started.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. Here come the texts, by the way, about church.
Yeah, I don't even want to look. Kevin, speaking of inclusivity, here you go.
Look. You got 4 inches. You got to stay away from those 4 inches. And I'm like, I got it, man.
Yep.
I mean, that's something for the ladies.
You're
or
winning
men
this week.
To decide. What the hell was I talking
about? I don't know. Oh, man.
I really need to know what we're talking about, because that obviously sounds like me, that condescending tone and everything, but I don't know what I was saying.
Yeah, I usually remember the context for these things. That one was just so wild that I was like, I don't even know what's going on here.
Once again, I point out, inclusive show, though. If you listen to the very end, for the ladies, for the men.
Corey, I hate that my name was mentioned in this.
Currently, yeah. As Alec has pointed out, a direct shot coming from the
hurricane Milton
that's on its way right now.
I had all these other things that I was trying to say, and he had just talked about how his sister was there, and I was like, I was walking down the wrong path, Kevin.
He made it sound like Alec was in a back alley or something, man.
I was trying to avoid it at all costs, but you could hear me giggle right before. I was like, oh, gosh, don't do it.
Hey, for people that are worried, that are texting in, I set my fantasy lineup during church from the 469. Let me assure you, God's cool with you, because there are a lot worse down there.
Let's see. Mickey Spagnola did say this.
Because the guy was on top of him, pushing him into the ground, and he swatted him away, and they saw that.
That sounds like an assault.
He's trying to bury that guy.
That's assault, brother.
Yeah, I don't feel great
about
it.
Nobody's going to miss you.
Wow.
I wrote it down, but I feel like I probably shouldn't vote for that one. I don't know. I'm very conflicted.
Good.
Somebody, I'm sorry, Alec. Somebody said that they threw up right in front of the altar at a wedding. Were you in the wedding? Were you getting married? I feel like usually only people in the wedding get to, like, be right up at the front.
I hope that was their objection. That,
yeah.
You know how you always talk about, you want to see that person that's like, I do have a
yes.
reason they shouldn't get
yes.
married. They just decided to puke instead. Like, that's wonderful.
Amazing.
I did have a Billy Madison moment in church once, where all the little kids were coming in, and one of the kids had passed gas, if you will.
Okay.
And everybody started laughing at him, so I did it too, to make it, to be like, oh man, like, everybody does it. You're not cool unless
inclusive.
You pass gas. Yeah.
Love it,
and everybody started laughing at me, and then that other kid got all the attention was taken off of him. So there you go.
That's
wow.
wonderful.
I saved a kid that day.
That's nice.
Wonder what he's up to.
Kevin said this.
So I feel like I can get people in on what I'm doing in the third inning.
What? What are you doing in the third inning?
Why is that?
What is it that you're playing in?
Okay. Here? That was if I won the Chuck Mortgage.
Chuck Mortgage.
Sorry, I was telling myself in my head, don't say package, don't say package. For people that win the Chuck Morgan experience,
package, yeah,
see, then that's why I was doing that.
Yeah.
During Peace-a-thon, that third inning would be a good inning to, like, people would still be fired up and hyped up into your flow. Not anything weird.
No.
I got two more, guys. I'm saving the winner for last. We already know what the winner is. But Corey was trying to imagine what his dog would sound like if he could speak English.
Hey, lady, why don't you go ahead and give me some pancakes? Also, get this living room looked at like me.
So, Corey, because of this conversation, I went home and I asked Brandon and Jess what percentage of people who have ever owned a pet have approximated their pet's voice. 80 to 85% is the number that we all kind of came to the agreement of.
Oh, really?
80 to 85%.
I think that's a good number right there.
And Corey, I feel bad even playing this over PA speakers in a public establishment.
There are people here. There are humans, but
there are a lot of people here.
Guess what? You say it, and I play it.
I don't need it. I can just stick my finger in it and see if it's wet or not.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I was talking about plants. I was talking about the soil and plants to make sure that the soil was moist.
Ew. Even you saying that word is gross.
Because if the soil's not moist, then the plant's going to die. And that's what you don't want to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, Corey, I want to see if you'll read my vote as I've written it down.
Okay. Corey is sexual.
That is what I'm writing down for my vote for Masterpiece of the Week.
So nice, we play it twice.
I don't need it. I can just stick my finger in it and see if it's wet or not.
Feels like we probably shouldn't be able to play that in the middle of the day.
It was a moisture meter that I don't need, but I have one. I don't know why. I was voting for Kevin's 4 inches, but...
You know what? We'll play it again.
Look! Got 4 inches. Got to stay away from those 4 inches. And I'm like, I got it, man.
Yep.
I mean, that's something for the ladies.
You're
or
winning
men
this week.
To decide.
See? Inclusive. I don't remember. Why I just like, I
look
said that.
Look.
I know. Look. I got it.
Oh, man. We are the baseball show of record, the inclusivity show
that's
of record,
true.
And dare I say, the moist show of record.
I don't need it. I can just stick my finger in it and see if it's wet or not.
God. And that's Masterpiece of the Week.
I can't wait for Mike to come back and take that over.
I don't know if this is a shared Buffalo Wild Wings experience. I feel kind of dirty now.
Oh, wow.
I don't, like,
interesting.
I don't like
1:41 p.m.
I don't like what just happened. Oh, crap.
You just won.
New record.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan from the 817. I was on my way to work driving. I almost had a wreck when Corey said that. All right, coming up next, we're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. Let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation next right here on The Fan.
In trouble. Swallowed up at the 40. And Hutchinson gets one.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan had a great time today at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. And I know it's going to be a great time with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. Happy Friday. How the heck are you?
I am doing very, very well. Thank you very much, as always, to D&M Leasing for making this crosstalk happen. And I know it's a double bet payoff Friday.
Yeah.
What are we looking at, and what are the timestamps? I feel like Wolchuk's is the whole show, maybe.
Wolchuk is doing the bachelorette party.
We're going to try. This is actually more challenging than I thought it would be to get this thing tied and figured out how to really hook this up correctly. So if all else fails, it might just end up being like a wiener toss.
Tie it around your wiener?
Tied around your waist.
The hot dog wiener.
You tie the wiener around the other
end. I've got like a belt with yarn that I've created.
It's like a pendulum, if you will.
You had to make the belt?
Yeah. I'm having to create this whole yarn deal here. The problem is it keeps slicing the hot dogs in half as I tighten it.
These wieners were being split and then flying into the air. One flew past my ear when we were trying to, like, he's trying to get a rhythm going, you know, because this is a tough deal. If he actually had to get one in his mouth before the end of the day, it would probably take him the full 24 hours to get it done.
I think what we need is to bore a hole in it now, throw it in the freezer. Okay, by the time we get to what you drink and what you think, and that thing is going to be gone 6 to midnight. That's how you say it, right, Chief?
Boom, there you go, baby.
In the freezer right now.
Yeah,
let's go.
Be pitching a tent before you know it.
Oh, my gosh. What else is on
okay,
the top?
Yes, and then I'm going to do the Roger Clemens, which is icy hot in your groin area. Chief had a story that Roger used to do that in every start just so he wasn't comfortable on the mound.
That's right.
Kept him at his best.
So, real quick story for you. Advil has a new, like, direct thing that you can buy like that. So I went and got some, and I didn't think icy hot when I got it. And my groin has been hurting, and I put some on there over on Sunday, and I was dying all day long. So good luck to you, man, because that's not fun.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bad payoff. So I looked at the 20 or 30, and this just seemed like the thing to do. You know, so
it never washes off either.
I'm gonna be doing that at 5:20 there to kick off what you're drinking and what you're thinking tonight.
Now, have you guys brainstormed about the historically bad start to this season for the G-Bag Nation? It's entertaining for the listeners,
it's great,
but for you guys, I imagine less entertaining.
Yes, Brian started the season 0-4, mm-hmm. so he is now 1-4. I am also 1-4. We're tied for the worst start ever. I am attempting to tie Brian's record for the biggest losing streak ever at 4 weeks this week. And I would just hate to be the Philadelphia Eagles right now because that's who I'm picking. And I'm not sure, but I anticipate I'll tune into that game at some point in the second quarter. It'll be tied, and they'll figure out a way to lose in the fourth quarter. Deshaun Watson's about to have his best game of the year.
Turn back the clock game for old Deshaun.
Yep.
Channeling the Houston version of himself. Yes, hey, this has been tormenting, dude. Like, I remember when watching football was just fun on Sundays, and now it's just you're just completely stressed out. Until your game's over and these games come down to the wire. I mean, the reason why Dawson and Walchuk are doing this are because the Giants went to Seattle and somehow without Malik Nabers went out of there with a victory. It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And I don't feel good about any of these picks now. I really don't. I mean, we're talking about who are you going to take. I'm like, Deshaun Watson stinks. A.J. Brown's back for the Eagles, but it is the Eagles. And watch Deshaun Watson then, to your point, have a Deshaun Watson-esque performance. It's just you never know what can happen here. Like Falcons-Panthers, that's enticing. Next thing you know, Andy Dalton's thrown for 4 touchdowns. The Panthers win the damn game. I don't know what the hell is going on. The NFL is a strange lady, Brian.
Oh, my losses are Carolina's only win, Cleveland's only win, and the Giants' two wins.
Oh, man. Jeez. That is freaking brutal. All right, Walchuk.
Football gods are after
they
you guys.
They are. Walchuk, what time in the show today do you think you'll accomplish your challenge?
The hell if I know. Hey, I really have no idea when this is going to be finished. I think we're going to try and start at 2:20. But we'll see what happens here. I can't cook the wiener, 817. I don't think we have an apparatus to be able to cook it and make it burnt.
Microwave, we're good.
You think we can just like cook it and burn it in the microwave?
We got that toaster oven in there. There's a toaster oven.
Oh, yeah, toaster oven.
That's a good
idea.
I
don't think that's going to make it.
Don't make it easier for him.
Make it firmer, yeah.
Will it?
What do you guys?
Yeah, me either.
It sounds great, but what else do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold as always, Haggy. Yes. Thanks for asking. Happy Friday to you, boys. Steven Jones at 3 o'clock.
All right, roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Don't forget, pregame for Cowboys starts at 12:30 on Sunday. CA's got his player profile with Jake Ferguson. We will be back on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. KNC right here on 105 through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
I don't need it. I can just stick my finger in it and see if it's wet or not.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.